Yo. What's up, my morning hustlers? It's your boy Asher Blake back with another 5 minutes to win packed tighter than a suitcase on a carry-on flight. We all know life throws some serious curveballs, right? Sometimes those curveballs leave us feeling bruised, bitter, and honestly, a little stuck in the past. But here is the deal. Holding on to anger, resentment, and that way of stuff. It's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks that weighs you down, steals your energy, and frankly, nobody wants to be lugging that around all day. So today, we're diving headfirst into the power of forgiveness, not just for others, but most importantly, for ourselves. It's about releasing those negative vibes, learning to be kind to ourselves even when we mess up, and ultimately, freeing ourselves to live lighter, brighter, and more authentically. Number 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. Ever felt like that? Like forgiving someone means saying their actions were okay. Now, forgiveness is about acknowledging the hurt, letting go of the bitterness, and choosing to move forward without it controlling your life. It's a conscious decision to break free from the shackles of anger and resentment, not a sign of weakness. Number 2. Forgiveness starts with you. Seriously, self-forgiveness is where it all begins. We're our own harshest critics, right? We beat ourselves up for mistakes, dwell on past blunders, and let those what is eat us alive. But here's the truth, everyone messes up. It's part of being human. Think about it. You wouldn't keep berating a friend for their mistake, so why do we do that to ourselves? Self-compassion is key. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one who's struggling. Forgive your past mistakes, learn from them, and move on. Number 3. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Think about it, all that bottled up rage. That resentment. It's like a ticking time bomb inside you, slowly draining your energy and happiness. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened, but choosing not to let it define you or control your emotions. Number 4. Letting go is liberating. Imagine shedding that heavy backpack I was talking about earlier, the one filled with anger and resentment. You're lighter, freer, and able to move forward without that burden weighing you down. Forgiveness opens up space for joy, peace, and new possibilities. And finally, number 5. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It's not always easy, and there will be setbacks. But keep practicing, keep showing yourself compassion, and keep taking those steps towards healing. Ever find yourself replaying an argument in your head? You know that feeling, the anger, the frustration, the urge to just scream into the void? I've been there. A few years back, I had this epic showdown with my roommate over who forgot to take out the trash, a truly earth-shattering moment. I spent days fuming, replaying every word, and feeling bitter. But then, something clicked. Holding on to that anger wasn't doing anything but making me miserable. So, I took a deep breath, acknowledged my feelings, and decided to forgive both him and myself for overreacting. It was surprisingly liberating. The tension evaporated, and we even managed to have a laugh about it later. So, what can you do today? Take a moment to reflect on the things that are weighing you down, the grudges you're holding, the self-criticism that's draining your energy. Practice forgiveness not just for others, but most importantly, for yourself. Remember, it's a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every step forward, and keep moving towards that lighter, brighter version of you. Keep hustling, my friends. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of forgiveness and self-compassion. You never know, you might just change their world. Until next time, peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.